Welcome to the Learning Languages and Society with Gabby podcast, where it's all about the fascinating world of languages and culture. Let's rock.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gabby, and welcome back to my show. Well, today I'm going to be releasing a series of episodes about a topic that I find quite fascinating. I'm going to be speaking about the different waves of European migrations into the United States of America over the past centuries. And I'm going to be discussing how each one of these languages that were brought by the settlers and all these immigrants influenced modern American English. So, first of all, I have to say that I'm also learning as I'm delving into this said topic. So I'm by no means an expert, but I'm pretty interested in the social linguistics of this subject. So I'm sure you're also going to find it fascinating. I realize that it's almost impossible to cover all that there is to say and to know about European migrations into the USA, but I'm also quite confident that a lot of people will find this topic interesting. So now, the history of the modern USA as we know it is pretty entertaining. It has its roots in different locations of Europe. So we know that there were huge waves of European migrations coming from Ireland, from Germany, from Poland, etc. So we're going to be focusing on the major waves of European migrations. So, okay, so just to give us an idea, I'm going to read a pretty interesting introduction to all this. To this subject. So in the 19th and 20th centuries, the majority of only documented migration to the United States of America came from European countries between 1820 and 1957. Of the approximately 41 million migrants to the U.S., over 34 million of this came from Europe. The most commonly documented countries of origin during this time were Germany, with 6.6 million, Italy, 4.9 million, Ireland, 4.6 million, Great Britain, 4.5 million, and Russia, 3.4 million. So the first wave of mass migration came in the 1850s as the Great Famine crippled Ireland's population, and many rural areas of mainland Europe struggled to adapt to industrialization, and economic opportunities attracted many in the 1870s. Following the American Civil War, the 1880s saw another wave as steam-powered ships and lower fares made transatlantic journeys much more affordable. The first wave of mass migration from Eastern and Southern Europe also arrived at this time, as industrialization and agricultural advancements led to high unemployment in these regions. So we all know about immigrants from Italy coming around that time. The majority of migrants to the United States settled in major urban centers, which allowed the expansion of industry, leading to the United States' emergence as one of the leading global economies at the turn of the 20th century. So the largest wave of migration to the United States during this period came in the first 15 years of the 1900s. The influx of migrants from Northern and Western Europe had now been replaced by an influx from Eastern and Southern Europe, although migration from the British Isles was still quite high during this time. European migration fell to its lowest levels in 80 years during the First World War before fluctuating again in the interwar period due to the Great Depression. As the 20th century progressed, the continent with the highest level of migration to the U.S. gradually changed from Europe to Latin America as economic opportunities in Western Europe improved and the U.S. relationship with the Soviet Union and other Eastern communist states became complex. So there's a sudden sort of change from the migration we saw coming from Europe, and it changed to migration coming from Central and Southern parts of South America in general. Okay. Now, I'm going to give a brief introduction to one of the biggest the biggest waves of migration from Europe, that is the German migration into the United States. So, according to the U.S. Census conducted in the year 2000, 42.8 million Americans identified themselves as being of German ancestry, representing 15.2% of the total U.S. population. So that's a lot of people. Now, by comparison, the next largest group, Irish Americans, comprised 10.8% of the population, while African Americans and Americans of English background each accounted for just under 9%. So it is estimated that between the 1800s and the present times, over 7 million German speakers emigrated or migrated to the U.S., the majority of whom arrived between about 1840 and 1914, with the peak period coming in the early 1880s. In the 19th century, many of these immigrants settled in the states of the upper Midwest, an area known to this day as the America's German Belt. So, there you go. Anyway, so this is just a small introduction. I'm going to be discussing what forced German immigrants to come to the USA. So we're going to be discussing a little bit of history. We're going to be talking about famine for the Irish. We're going to talk about all these different historical events which pushed all these people to leave Europe for the United States. And obviously, we're going to talk about language as well. So I'm going to be speaking about how all these different people who spoke German or who spoke dialects at the time, Germanic dialects, how these people's languages or dialects influenced modern American English. All right, I hope you are going to be enjoying the following series of episodes. And so stay tuned for more. Bye-bye.